bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da
da da
da
da
da da
da da
da
da da
da
da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
I'm excellent.
I think I'm marvelous. I'm amazing.
Marvelous. We've just spent, I don't know, 10 minutes or something as we're getting ready for the podcast. Alexis, you haven't stopped saying words for like 10 minutes. It's just been nonstop.
My bad.
Ramble, ramble, ramble. So I think you're doing great today.
Yeah, marvelous.
Yeah, I think better than marvelous. What's the next level after marvelous?
I don't know, splendid?
Superb?
Spectacular? I don't know.
So you took a step back from normal.
Ooh,
splendid.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been going after it. Hi, everybody. It's good to see you today. We are back here at the Choir Corner. This is episode number 9 of season 3. I can't believe we've recorded 9 episodes.
The 33rd episode.
It's only January 16th today.
2025.
At 12:26 p.m.
P.m., yeah, just after lunch.
We remember here. How to do this.
Yes, we figured it out.
Yeah.
So we are back here, episode 9 of the Choir Corner. I just can't believe how quickly the year has gone already. We're in the middle of January and cooking through musical prep and all that stuff. So it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Very exciting to be
very
with
exciting.
You all today.
Cooking.
Yeah.
As the kids say.
So, Alexis.
You're learning your terminology.
I am learning, yeah. We
in
cooked.
First block, they made me a chart.
Yes.
You could eat. I ate up, I ate down, and ate, apparently.
Oh,
all,
my goodness.
Apparently all mean good.
Yes.
Yes.
Cooking.
And you cooked.
Is good.
Or I'm cooked.
Got cooked or am cooked is bad.
It's
bad, right.
They made you a chart?
It's on Sassy's wall.
On the board.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, I asked about
them.
It. She's like, let me boil this down for you.
Yes, I cooked or I am cooked mean very different things.
But all the eights are good unless you got ate.
Yes. Yeah.
She ate me
which
up.
To me should be eaten.
That's not good.
But whatever.
You got eaten.
Yeah. I mean, we can't account for the evolution of slang in that way.
The language belongs to the people.
Yes, it does.
I can still rage against it, but ultimately.
It's just man yelling at cloud at that point.
Yes, old man yells at cloud.
He's screaming into the abyss.
Oh, you cloud.
That's right. So, Alexis, Megan, tell us about social media and where we can find the podcast.
The socials.
That's Lily Goodrich.
Okay, I've used that one every time. Let's, hold on. Wait, different one.
Beep.
Pause. Hold on.
Can you tell us about
this one? Someone else.
The socials.
Oh.
Was that Gabe
Kalfi? That's Gabe Kalfi, I think.
The socials. He's kind of up, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty high.
No, that was quite high in his voice.
Well, I would love to tell you where you can find the socials.
I would love that.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok, not for much longer, but and TikTok at Fremont HS Choir. So go follow for all of the good updates.
Assuming that you're already listening to this somehow, or maybe you're listening from someone else, this is The Choir Corner, found on Spotify and Apple Music. I heard that it doesn't really matter if you put the in front of Choir Corner, but The Choir Corner under Spotify, Apple, and maybe somewhere else that we don't know about.
Yeah, might as well use the.
That is us.
Might as well.
I know that my mom started listening to this season from episode 1, season 3, today.
Excuse me.
January the 16th. So, hi, Mom, if you made it to episode 9. Hello.
Hello.
The Reverend
Susan Lockwood. Yeah.
Welcome.
Not the very Reverend.
Welcome.
We're so happy to have you. What's the difference between the very reverend and the reverend?
One is more revered.
Revere.
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. You've been around a long time.
So, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Mr. Lockwood, do we have somebody in the eight ball today?
We do. We have the inimitable Braden Stover.
Oh.
In the eight ball today.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
If your friends told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
That kind of sounds like Braden. Yeah, that sounds like something Braden would say.
It's getting philosophical.
Yeah, I almost feel like he just walked in and said it. It feels like a Braden Stover thing to say.
This is just what I'm thinking about.
We have Braden Stover in music theory, fourth block. And Braden is killing it at music theory.
Yeah, you enjoying it?
Great job.
If your friends told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
I have a feeling I know what Braden's going to say
We're doing this. We're doing this today.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Braden. You having fun in theory?
Please hold.
Oh.
Okay.
Do it again right now.
Yes.
Please hold.
Oh. Dang it. I was hoping it was going to be if your friends told you to jump off.
But we're just getting through all of them here.
Very funny. Yeah. It's very funny.
That's super funny.
Okay. I didn't actually change anything. I don't know why.
Well, we have Braden in the Magic 8-Ball, and who knows what's going to happen today. I think we have a good sense.
Yeah, sting the bell.
We're gonna end up with Braden in the Magic 8-Ball. Well, what should we do next?
We have a...
Mad Lib.
Oh, Maddie. Man. We're back with a Mad Lib today.
Yes.
Mad Lib for Maddie.
It's go time.
Oh, that's
Mad
cool.
Mad Lib McBratney. Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm a big fan of that. One.
Yes.
This is back as per popular request.
Yeah,
is
I'm going to kind of try alternating. Mm-hmm. Just kind of see what, feel it out, see what goes. So.
I like it. Right. I like Mad Libs.
listeners, we're going to fill out a Mad Lib. We're going to put some words into a story. I have crafted a story, and I kind of ran out of time, so it ends a little abruptly. So. Once we get to reading it, you'll probably find the point at which I sort of lost my, you know, but it does end. So that's good.
Wonderful.
So,
who
would like to start?
I'll start.
I'm happy to start.
Well, you're going to love this because you get to give me a number.
27.
Which I've already written down. Yes.
27.
Megan, a sea creature.
A sea creature? Okay. Can I just do something as simple as a dolphin?
I know you do. Yes. And it might have been that one. You can
what
do dolphin.
Okay.
I have a dolphin fact for later.
Oh, okay. During the true facts.
Yeah. Alexis, a shape.
Hexagon. Ooh.
Good one.
Thank you.
Very good. Harmon, the name of a pet. A pet name. Not a person pet name, but an actual animal pet name.
Hunter.
Oh.
In memoriam.
In memoriam. Yes. R.I.P. Hunter.
Megan, an animal.
An animal. Let's do a monkey. I don't know why.
Monkey.
Just feeling it.
Good one.
Okay.
All right. Alexis, a measure of time. Hour, minute. Day.
Millisecond.
Ooh.
I'm feeling funky.
Harmon, yeah. Something you say to reassure.
You're doing great in all areas.
It's good.
It's going to be great. We're going to do the thing.
Yes.
Megan, a horror movie.
A horror movie. Well, the only one I've watched is Scream because I'm so scared of horror movies.
I watched a documentary about The Shining the other day.
At the time I watched it, it was the scariest movie I'd ever seen.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I'll tell you that later in True Facts.
Alexis, the name of a song in Crazy for You.
Oh, I Can't Be Bothered Now. It's my favorite right now.
Harmon, something you say like, let's go.
Let's go? Like,
yeah.
So like, let's go. We're going to go
gonna
somewhere
do the
or
thing.
We're doing, yeah. Then do the thing. Let's do that.
Let's do the thing.
Yeah.
Let's do.
I was thinking let's go like a celebratory thing. So
oh, like,
my favorite thing right now is huzzah.
Huzzah.
That is your favorite thing right now.
Megan, a distance.
A distance?
A number of some unit.
Okay, well, the only thing I know is like a mile. So let's do like 50 miles.
Got it. Alexis, a color?
Red.
Harmon, an adjective?
Red? Oh, no, I don't want to use red. Flat.
Megan, a mode of transportation?
Let's do like a like a moped or something.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
I should have done a segue.
Alexis, a primate, maybe not a monkey, since we've done monkey.
Oh, I was gonna say duck. Can I say duck?
Is not that a primate?
Not a primate.
What's a primate, chat?
Something like a orangutan, orangutan, like a gorilla.
Oh, I was gonna say gorilla, so that's perfect.
Gorilla.
Okay. I just really wanted to say duck. So.
Arm and a body part.
Spleen.
My spleen.
Good. A sound an animal makes, Megan.
Bah. That was a sheep.
Thank you.
Oh, I knew.
I'll be here all week.
Alexis, the name of a small town in Nebraska.
Oh, my goodness.
There are so many.
I know. I'm being quizzed. I'm blanking on all the towns I know. Lee. Sorry.
L-E-E?
I think it's
L-E-I-G-H.
Where's that?
Lee, Nebraska.
It's right by
Northwest.
Oh, it's a place that me and my mom hate. Hawks. I don't remember. It's yeah. fine. I'll remember later.
Yeah, down with Hawks.
Near Clarkson.
Sorry if you're listening.
Sorry if you're listening. There's like 200 of you.
Sorry.
I should have said Hawks.
Harmon, a food.
Tacos.
Megan, an instrument.
a saxophone. I'm always down with for a saxophone.
Alexis, a distance. Again, number, unit.
I almost said a mile. 3 laps. Can I say laps?
3 sure. laps around the track.
Yeah, that's funny. I like it. Harmon, a world event.
The Great Depression.
Literally anything else.
Not really a world event, I suppose, but
a period of time. Same kind of thing. But with like a number and then hours, or number and minutes, number days, number centuries.
Okay. can I do 3 billion years?
Yes.
Even though that's not
2000 BC.
Because all I can think of when I say that is the SpongeBob, where it's 2 hours later.
That was really good.
3 billion years later.
That was good.
Alexis, an action verb. Yeah, we're giving this one to you.
Oh my gosh.
Something you do.
Something I'm doing. Panicking. Is that an action verb?
Yeah.
To panic, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To panic.
It's
Sorry.
One that does not take an object. You don't panic something. You just panic.
Yes.
I'm always panicking my somethings.
Harmon, an amount of money.
$1 million.
I have to say it like that.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Something you say to wrap up a conversation, Megan.
Well, usually I'm just all right, well, it was so nice talking to you. and then I'm like...
It's like, oh.
Let's go.
Usually my something dumb, that's what I always say. And then I walk away. Goodbye.
I think I'm just going to make sure I've gotten through everything here. Okay, great. This, I asked Jack Larson for a setting and a time period. And he said the Wild West, 1930s.
Ooh.
I think in reference to Crazy for You.
Yeah,
I was
going to say
that.
That
sounds familiar.
So this is a Western. And it has
with monkeys and
voice.
And
we've does it
about.
Have?
It could. Very well.
Really good.
Thank with you. A tumbleweed coming across the screen.
The air was coarse with dust, and tumbleweeds flew helter-skelter across the Nevada desert. She'd not seen man nor beast in 27 days. Caught herself hallucinating dolphins and hexagons on the sweltering horizon. Dern is hot, she mumbled to Hunter. You gonna make it? Her loyal monkey whimpers deliriously in the oppressive scorch. Don't you die on me. We got a long way to go. Did you hear me? I had to spell all this so that I would know how to say it.
Yeah.
Dead rock ain't less than 4 milliseconds at this pace. And we got something special delivering right there to them there folks and whatnot. Which was a fun sentence to write.
Yeah.
You're doing great in all areas. Finally, they come down the last hill into Dead Rock. It's a ghost town. Definite heebly-jeeblies, somehow more desolate and lonely than the wild frontier she just crossed. It's just like what happened in Scream. Nary a soul to be found, but sounds of singing, vocalizing, can be heard down the street.
Vocalizing.
Oh, it's I can't be bothered now, she reckons. Nope. No way. I didn't sign up for no singing spirits. This town's got ghosts, you betcha. We're out of here. Let's do the thing. On to the next town. Got merchandise to offload. Powerful stuff. I'm sure to find a buyer. Not 50 miles out of town, she's confronted by bandits. They got red bandanas and ride flat mopeds in circles around her.
That actually is really funny.
Are those just skateboards?
Yeah. Or hoverboards?
We're here for the goods. Hanging over. I ain't got time for no talking gorillas. Bang! Right in the spleen as fast as she draws her weapon. And they are long for this earth. With flair, she blows smoke from the barrel. Nobody gets in my way when I'm selling. Right, Hunter? Bah.
Bah.
That's right. Mama's got it handled.
Mama.
Riding into Lee and swinging open the saloon doors with dramatics, she finds her mock sitting spurs up in the corner chewing on tacos. I got the merchandise. One quality anti-saxophone combo cologne/perfume.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
All saxophones within 3 laps crumble to bits. The man tips his hat up, slowly revealing eyes of deep relief. Oh, I tell you, my dear, I haven't been so relaxed since the Great Depression.
Oh,
which is right now. Those saxophones had had it coming for 3 billion years. One time my dog was panicking and he'd go a little too far from the ranch and I never saw him again. Those ne'er-do-wells will rule the day they ever came to this town with their saxophones. Well, it's yours for $1 million. You drive a hard bargain, girlie, but you know the value of your goods. I'll give you that. And with that, she left the town, having made at least Lee a better place. And as they say, all right, well, it was nice talking to you.
Actually, right. Really funny. I feel like you should have a little like audiobook reading because I felt like I was just listening.
I was walked in and I was laughing,
and then the accent was very.
I don't know if they talk that way in Nevada.
Lockwood Reads. Yeah. You could just call it Lockwood Reads.
Yeah, I was just thinking Matthew McConaughey. So yeah.
That was good.
All right. All right. Thanks, Jack, for that inspiration.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack Larson. I liked it.
That was good. That went a little better at the end because I definitely was writing it right before we started recording it.
That's funny.
I was like, all right.
And as they say.
That's clearly right. How they all.
Nice talking to you.
All right. We are on to our next segment, which is called.
True Facts. Maddie McBrady.
Did I pick her again? Gosh. Keep doing that. I try to pick different numbers.
I don't remember who is week to week. So.
Yes. Mad Lib, Mad Facts, McBratney. Yeah.
Mad Lib / Facts.
This one's turning into my favorite segment on the show.
Yay.
Because we do this little debating thing. Yeah, and it also turns into stuff later on. So yep,
that's true.
I saw a meme this week that reminded me about True Facts. I was telling you about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Pufferfish, mm-hmm. when they puff up. Apparently, the reason they puff up is to protect themselves from being attacked. When they're puffed up and they're attacked, they apparently let off some sort of like gas or mm-hmm. whatever. And for most animals, most creatures of the sea, it calms them, like the attacker, like calms them down, like sedates them, so mm-hmm. the puffer fish can get away. Okay. The meme that I saw said that it has a different effect on dolphins, and it makes dolphins have. The effect of like being high, like if someone mm-hmm. was smoking marijuana or something like that.
Oh, so you told me this.
And they enjoy it. So they go around like messing with pufferfish so they can get that endorphin, that feeling.
This is crazy.
So I keep seeing this little bit of evidence based on your conversation with us a few weeks ago about how dolphins are awful. I disagree. I think they're awesome.
Dolphins.
I think they're awesome.
I still think they're
freaking
awesome.
Dolphins.
Here's the thing. Like I said, I don't know that they're like, oh, this makes us feel high. We should do this. It's just what they do, right? Other mm-hmm. animals also attack pufferfish. So no one's like going after sharks for being sedated.
Yeah.
For attacking a pufferfish. I just think dolphins are living in a different level than everybody else. Mm. They're living their best lives.
A different evil
volleyball
level.
With baby seals.
Yeah, volleyball.
Yeah. Getting feeling high off of a pufferfish attack.
Beating everything they see up. Beating each other up. They're just very
just being like the best athletes and the best academes, and they're probably the best musicians.
They're not graduating from.
They're probably the best musicians of the sea.
They're 4.0s. Yes,
they're very very smart. So they're very, very smart.
Spelling bee at this point.
Spelling speech.
Dolphin, if you will. Yeah. Valedictorian of the dolphins. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think we have a Mad Lib idea for later.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
No.
It'd be like the graduation of the creatures of the sea.
Funny. Except you can only sue it in the dolphin talk.
You guys can write one also. I don't have to be the only one. Brayden, dolphins?
Please hold.
True.
Okay.
Brayden, dolphins?
No.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
True.
He's out. Easy peasy.
Alexis and Brayden on the same page.
Yes, we are.
So this is turning into one of my favorites because remember we had the conversation about Antarctica mm-hmm. and then I had the student who was there. He's home, by the way, now. He's back in Fremont. So hi, Todd. Good to have you back in Fremont. But it's turning into one of my favorite segments.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm
go
glad.
Ahead.
No, that's okay. So today I have three fun facts, but earlier we had Mr. Harmon say that he had a fun fact. Was that your fact?
Yeah, it was this thing about the dolphins. Yeah, because it came up then.
And then did you say that you had something too?
I had something.
So we might have some more added in fun facts for you today, but I have three.
Fun
so
or facts?
Are they fun or are they true?
Or true. That's what
true
I meant
or
to
are they
say.
Both?
Sorry. They're
fun
both.
And true?
They're both, of course.
I love it.
This one isn't so fun, but it is. Did you know that you can actually die laughing? And a number of people have. See, not
I'm about to do it.
And a number of people have. Yes.
Typically due to the intense laughter causing a heart attack or suffocation.
suffocation.
I actually kind of have a fact with this. It just reminds me of it. There was a dancing plague in the 1300s. Like, people just like couldn't stop dancing in like
you
town
are
square.
Making that up.
No, I'm gonna
100% you made that up.
No, I've seen like multiple things about this. There was a dancing plague in like the 1300s where they just couldn't stop dancing for like months. Like, they were just like dancing in
town
square.
This is like fancy Parkinson's.
No, I promise.
It seems like a musical.
It's like this is bad, but you know.
I promise I've seen things.
That's not true.
About this thing.
That's not true.
About,
you've made
like,
that up.
I did not make this
just
up.
Just because you've seen things about it doesn't mean it's true.
I just wanted to mention it because I've been seeing it a lot. I've seen it like 5 times in the past like month. Maybe.
Where on TikTok?
Yeah, that's what I was everywhere. I'm like literally doing anything, and they're just like, "Hey, did you hear? Did you know about
did
this?
Did you hear? 700 years later, did you hear this? Yeah. I don't buy that even a little.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't live in the
1300s. I buy that dolphins are bullies more than I buy that there was a dancing plague.
Hey, you should believe that dolphins are bullies.
I can't stop.
It's not a crime.
Yeah, but I definitely
didn't happen in the town in Footloose.
Yes.
Believe this one because I laugh sometimes so hard that it's like, it like hurts.
Yeah.
True.
And you get a headache from laughing or something like that. Yeah. Yep.
So, I can feel it now. Laughter is amazing, but don't laugh
too
so much,
good.
Folks.
Yes.
Hurts so good, right?
Yes.
Interesting.
But I have so many endorphins.
I like that
so I'm
the
very
fact
confused.
Said.
Dolphin.
I like that the fact said you can die from laughing, and several people have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it? Do they put that on the gravestone?
How many people have died?
Died
doing
from
what
laughing.
They love,
yeah. Like some other people
or whatever. Yes.
Died
like
too.
Several others.
Yeah. Maybe you've heard of it. Scan here for more information.
Like a QR code.
They have a QR code.
Just video
on their gravestone.
I've seen that lately. A few things.
Really?
Yeah. Where the family will have like a QR code on the headstone, and then it'll be a video like of the person's life.
Oh. So
yeah, but that link has to not get broken over centuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, it's 404, file not found.
Yeah, I don't think they care about it for centuries. I think they care about it for...
That's actually kind of sweet.
Decades, maybe.
But it's going to be there for centuries.
Sure, but they don't care 100 years from now, if you know.
Yes, 100 years, 200 years from now, people look at those gravestones and be like, they were weird.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what's that
thing?
What is this? They won't even know what that is.
We use QR codes at church, and we have a whole big thing. In the program and in the whatever, it's so many QR codes. I think maybe we overdo it. No one from that church is listening to this, so it's fine. I have so many options to scan. So you could, in service, spend the whole service not paying attention and just going to all the links.
Going to QR. Yeah.
Well,
go on. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. All right. The best part about fun facts is the to follow.
Yes.
Reactions. Okay. Our second fact is you remember more dreams when you sleep badly. Research suggests that if you sleep badly and wake up multiple times throughout the night, you will be more likely to recall the content of any dreams you had. You are also more likely to remember a dream when woken from one, which I can definitely verify. I've had like weird dreams and I wake up and I'm like,
true. Yeah,
this is the opposite for me. I believe that that's common for people. But for me, it's like I don't remember a dream unless I wake up naturally.
Okay.
You know, like if an alarm goes off, I'm not going to remember it. But like Saturday mornings are the only time that I don't have an alarm set. Mm-hmm. And I never, ever remember them otherwise. But when I do, I'm like, it was weird.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Dreams are a strange thing, I feel like.
I never really remember dreams or like the content of dreams. But I'll have like a sneaking suspicion about something. You know, like something will linger. Some idea will be lingering. And I'll be like, I must have dreamed about this. Something like that. You know, it's just like something that hovers over or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I rarely remember dreams.
Yeah.
I love the ones where my friends die. Oh. Those dreams. But that we're all just sort of like, oh, you know, another day, another dollar.
Right.
You know, about it.
You just wake up and okay,
yeah,
well.
Got to go to work. After work, we got to go bury him. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Stuff. Dinner afterwards. Yeah. You know.
Dinner.
I have a dream.
Did your friends die from laughter?
Oh no!
Surely,
no.
Yeah. One of them was John Francis, and who was a student teacher here, a friend of mine, and stuff. Who was a person my age, and he died doing something dumb, and we're like, "That's John."
Yeah. Oh well.
Just you know.
Shoot.
Darn.
Now what?
And stuff, and we just couldn't find a spot that had like soft enough dirt.
So just laid him somewhere.
We ended up constructing like an above ground mausoleum.
Like a mausoleum, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I guess it's the like a tomb, but above ground inside a big stone.
If you're just listening, coming in right now, Mr. Lockwood did not create a mausoleum for a real dead body.
No,
yeah, he dreamed.
Dreamed. Why did you skip to 30 minutes in or whatever?
Yeah, we should just keep saying that this is a dream while we're talking
true
about
facts.
It.
True facts. Do not condone burying your
friends.
Constructing mausoleums.
It's not what we're about here at the choir quarter.
That's right. Truefacts.com.
Truefacts.com.
And for our third and final true fact.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes, maybe. Your brain burns 400 to 500 calories a day. That's about a fifth of your total energy requirements. Most of this is concerned with the largely automatic process of controlling your muscles and processing sensory input. Although some studies show solving tricky problems increases your brain's metabolic requirements as well.
So your brain gets a workout.
Right.
I love literally tricky questions.
Yes. Daily. Yeah.
All right.
Hmm.
From thinking, but also just like simple nervous system tasks.
It's still the most amazing supercomputer is the human brain.
Right.
You know,
I think we know quite a bit about it, but
we should, you know, divert from AI and just start taking people's brains. And hooking them up.
Guys, this is not a dream part. This is not part of the dream.
No, this is real life.
Unfortunately, this is not part of
Yeah, good idea, Brady.
With that in mind, welcome.
No? Okay. We brought in our new special model.
Victim.
Also in the Magic 8-Ball is Mr. Lockwood's brain. Look at this. Here it is.
Brayden, would you volunteer for such a thing?
No, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, no, yeah.
So he would.
Yeah? Are you free tomorrow?
Please hold.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you've checked your schedule.
If you're really set on it.
I am.
Yep. We're checking your schedule. Brain.
Great. Great. All right, we'll see you there.
Thank you for those true facts.
You're welcome.
Alexis, do you have an addendum? Something true?
I had something earlier, and I was like, oh, I'll tell you about that later. I just can't remember what.
I forgot. Oh, dang it.
Shoot, dang it. I'll probably just say it out of nowhere, and I'll be like, hey, that was my true fact. Mm. Sounds about right.
That's okay. Sure, that's forgotten exactly facts are still true.
Yeah.
True facts.
Forgotten facts.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep. That's tree falls in the forest.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Kind of thing. Humanity has forgotten a thing, but it's still true. How to build the pyramids.
That's like a true facts t-shirt. It says true facts, forgotten facts are also true.
Yeah, they must have figured out how to build the pyramids, even though we don't know how.
Yes, right.
It's still true.
Yeah, right. It happened. Yeah.
So, Alexis.
Question everything.
Gabe
again.
Gabe.
Wow, we've had two repeats.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
I'll have all different numbers. I don't know what the problem is.
Hello and welcome back to Question Everything, as Gabe just
my
said.
Corner.
As Gabe just said, in Question Everything, one of us will choose a word, and all the rest of us, with yes or no questions, will try to guess this word. So I don't really actually have a word yet today. Does anyone else have one? And if you give me like 12 seconds, I'll come up with something because I think I have something now in my head now that I'm talking.
Mm.
So,
I do have something.
You can go ahead then.
Okay, mine. The category would be like musical concept.
Would you find this in a score, like a musical score?
You would not find it in its entirety, but you would find elements of this musical concept in every musical score.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to guess a random thing. Is it counterpoint?
It is not counterpoint.
Okay. Is it something that you often tell us to be weary of? Is that the way
to wary?
Wary of?
Yes, we're weary of it. We've had too much of it.
No.
So I would say.
Okay.
No.
So it doesn't come up often?
It comes up.
Oh, that's okay.
But we've talked about it for sure, but not something that I tell you to be wary of. And it's not like a daily conversation.
Okay.
To clarify for you, it's not a compositional element.
Okay. All right.
In that way.
I don't really know what to start
from. So a performance element?
No. It's no, it's not a performance element.
Okay.
And if you're going to categorize performance element, compositional, then it is a compositional element in that you use it when you're going to compose, but not something you use to compose.
Okay.
Like counterpoint.
Say what the category is again, just so that I'm...
It's a musical concept.
Musical concept. Is it like rhythm?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Harmony?
No.
Melody?
That's what I was going to say.
No.
Melody.
Are we on the right track?
No.
Okay. Totally wrong.
Okay.
Okay. So I got to expand out. I don't know why I'm totally blanking on this.
I'm also like, I can't think of like what the, I'm not like the saying the definition of concept. Okay. But
is there anything, I know it's a concept, but is there anything physical about it?
If it was something physical, it would be like a chart or a representation of it being physical.
Okay. Is it the circle of fifths?
It is the circle of fifths.
Nice. Nice. Well, that was helpful. Yeah. Yeah.
How many was that?
That was, well, I started working fives. So that's really smart of me. Thank you. 11.
So the question was, is it part of a musical score?
Yeah.
Like a key signature would.
Everything.
Be, right? But not the entirety of this. Like the key signature is one element on the circle of fifths.
I was going to say time but signature, but yeah. I was like, that's not really a concept. So, I guess it is kind of a concept, but
I wasn't sure if musical concept was a great way to phrase it, but yeah. I wasn't sure.
I was a little less. Yeah. I was just thinking of like the elements of music. I was thinking tempo,
right.
Meter,
right.
Harmony, melody, right. You know, those kinds of things. Dynamics, I was going to say.
It is the circle of fifths. Well done.
Nice. Wow. Listeners, the circle of fifths is a circle.
Ah, yes.
Of notes going in fifths around clockwise, C, G, D, A, E, B, / C flat, F sharp, / G flat. This is not helpful for anybody. C sharp, / D flat, and then A flat, E flat, B flat, F. And those, there are the 15 keys that exist. There can be major ones, they can be minor ones, and it shows a nice relationship between the keys and is useful for all kinds of things.
Right. Beatsugafuga. Or Beatsugafuga.
Beatsugafuga is what you're thinking of, the order of the flats.
That's the order of the flats, yes.
Yes.
And the order of the sharps is?
The opposite way.
Yes.
Starts with F, C.
This is the best one.
Freaking Carlos.
Freaking Carlos got them avocados at every breakfast. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
There's lots of mnemonic devices. Yes. All trying to, we were talking about this yesterday about theory. There's all these mnemonic things. But yeah, the circle of fifths is a chart that is, you know, shows the relationship between notes. And the idea is that each new set of notes is five away from the previous one, which is why it's called the circle of fifths.
Yes. And adds one at a time or takes away a flat or a sharp. In order.
So a chart that sort of charts the key signatures.
And there are groups next to each other that are in groups of, you know, increasing and decreasing brightness and darkness. And there's all kinds of applicable things to it.
That's
right. You can split it exactly into quadrants and you get the pairs of diminished families and stuff. There's all kinds of things.
Right.
You know, you can put it the other way also is to do sort of the giant steps way, which is a jazz standard, which just goes to a whole bunch of unrelated things like the pi is like a third.
Got it.
So it goes from like G to B to E flat to G to, you know, right. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. I have one.
You
go
do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A thing, a physical thing.
Oh, you have a question everything. Not
yes.
A circle of fifths. You also have one of those.
I also have a circle of fifths. Yeah. The one we had here, I took it home. It's on my wall. So.
Okay, sorry. Yes, you have one. Here we go.
It's a thing. It's a physical thing at like a concert.
Is it risers?
Nope.
Okay.
Orchestra.
A thing, not a person or a place.
It is a thing.
Got it.
Have we had one of these things at one of the concerts we've had this year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do we have it microphone? At all?
No. That would be a little too easy, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Do we have it at all concerts?
Here, yes.
Piano.
No.
Does Harman exclusively use it? Like just Harman?
Almost.
Is it like the sound booth?
Kinda.
The lights?
The lights. Huzzah. Yes.
Hey. Huzzah.
I was kind of thinking that, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Hands.
Yeah. Okay. I decided to go extra musical.
Yeah. Like, no,
like not extra like musical, it. But like outside of musical.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Nice. I have one also.
Go for it.
Mine might be a little easy, so I'm trying to make the category that I'm going to tell you guys a little bit broader. It has to do with choir leadership.
Choir leadership.
Anything choir leadership is up on
is
the
it
table.
Boneheads. take that, no. Choir leadership.
Podcast.
No.
Hey, is it a physical thing?
No. Well, I mean, I guess kind. I mean, I don't know
TikTok.
How to. It's people. See, now I'm going to give it away to you.
It's a people.
They're people. Okay.
Yes, it is.
It's physical. It's right. A person.
Yeah. So it's physical.
Or multiple persons.
Yes. Correct.
I don't know. The presidents? The co-presidents?
No.
No.
Is it you two yahoos you're talking about?
No.
A podcast host?
No. Silly Goose?
But that would be a great answer.
That would have been a good one, yeah.
Is it like the
social media?
No.
The name of a position that one of them holds?
No, it is the people.
Okay. Oh, it's...
Just so like the leadership
their
team.
Names.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Their names, yes.
Natalia.
That's one of them.
Oh.
Martina.
No.
Lindy.
Yes, yeah.
Maddie.
No. Yes, you were right.
It's like...
It's Natalia and Lindy. So like the event.
Yes.
Got it.
The event
manager. The event
I was
folks.
Grouping in. Yeah. Sorry, I guess Natalia is not on the socials.
Social media. Yeah.
I was thinking about socials.
Yeah.
Nice. And I chose them because they have done a lot of work this year with creating fun events for the choir.
So they
really
events.
Have. And yeah. I thought that Love has it. Been, I don't know, really good this year.
No, I agree.
She agrees.
I agree.
Thank gosh.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know that I agree.
Okay. You concur.
Braden? Do you have one?
Braden?
If your friends told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
He said that for a hot second.
Right now,
that actually makes sense for once. Finally, everyone says yes, and he's like, you know, I don't follow the herd.
You say that one more time, then yes.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Alexis, do you have a thing for us?
I do. Mine is a physical thing, basically.
Can you say that any quieter?
The thing is a physical thing.
Actually,
as in an object?
The thing is like a physical thing.
Thank you.
Oh, like an object? Is that one going to be one of your questions?
That is one of my questions.
Is it any physical thing that's ever existed? Or could we have
you're making work for me by
it's
saying
like
not quite so broad.
You're making work. It's like around. It's like to do with the choir area. Choir.
Is it the new choir risers?
Girl, you wish. Those are really cool. Sorry, those are really cool though.
They
girl,
are
super cool.
Cool. They are
is
a lot of work.
It the like yellow hallway, like the brick.
No, I think we didn't say that yet. But no, it's not.
Okay.
Is it like something you're likely to touch?
Me, maybe, yes.
Okay.
But not everyone.
Okay.
Especially.
Is it your choir folder?
A lot of people probably touch that.
Yeah, because
but
we're always
no.
picking it up and putting
Sorry.
It away for you. Yes.
Sorry, no. It's not a choir folder. To give you a hint, it's not really something you can like necessarily grab. Like I couldn't grab this with both of my hands and pick it up. Be really heavy.
The yellow walls, orange walls.
Walls.
Orange walls are too. No, it's not.
Couldn't grab it and pick it up.
Is it the choir room?
No.
You said it would
Close.
Be heavy.
Close.
It would be heavy.
Is it the auditorium?
No.
The carpet?
No.
Because you don't like go touch that, but you do touch it.
I do touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
that's
not with my hands.
I have no clue.
That's
my word. Yeah. I'm stumped. Is it okay? Is it like chair sized or bigger?
Bigger.
Bigger.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is it like the piano?
No. It is like in this vicinity and the piano is like warm. Like I'm thinking like you're getting close.
Is it the mirrors?
No. Warmer though.
The pull down screen.
No. That's a little colder, I guess.
The cover that goes over the piano.
No. Also colder.
Oh my goodness.
Closer to the floor. Okay. Is it the piano bench?
No.
Warmer. I mean, you said we couldn't pick it up with two hands.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I could not pick this up. I couldn't pick this up in general just because of how it's made.
What in the world?
Is that you couldn't pick it up or
Any,
people couldn't
I don't think,
pick it up?
And without a machine, you couldn't pick it up. So
it's pick up a bowl.
With a... Like a very large, like very large.
It's in this room.
No, not really.
What?
Is it in their offices?
Super close, yeah. I mean, no, but you're closer. Sorry. It's not in
the
offices, but it's closer. No.
It in the
There's
world.
Actually one thing you haven't said. Just one. And
well,
that
probably,
is it.
Yes.
Just one.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
But it's not in the room.
No, not really.
Air. Can't pick up the air.
Oxygen.
I don't really touch it.
Megan just looked at it.
I don't know. I don't know what I...
Is it this table?
No. I can pick up the table.
Is it in... what do we call this? The storage closet for the listeners? Is it in the storage closet?
You're so close. It's not...
It's not in the green room. It's not in the storage
closet.
It's
the storage closet.
It's the storage closet.
Oh, it is the storage
closet. Oh, my gosh.
Closet. Wow.
It Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to trick you.
I
with
do
that.
Touch it a lot. Do you get snacks from there? Or what?
No.
Yes.
I do touch it a lot.
Boosters, we never do that.
The pillow is right there. Oh. You see that pillow right there?
Pillow?
Yeah, pillow.
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 Milk. The storage closet. That was,
The storage closet. Yay. I was thinking the back room, but the storage closet.
I see. Because
it's in the back.
I see where you're getting to here.
I was trying to make it more and more obvious, and I was just like,
You were not.
No. Oh, I couldn't pick it up with two hands. Can I pick that up with two hands?
That is a good point.
Well, but then you said, with a very, very big machine. I don't know if we're picking it up.
I'm just saying you could pick that up with like a, you know.
A Scoopy.
Yeah, Scoopy.
Scoopy yellow thing.
Scoopy yellow thing.
I don't,
really big
I don't buy for a second we could scoop that up with
and
a Scoopy
yellow
thing.
And you also didn't buy the dolphins or monsters or that there was a dancing
either.
Plague.
And I don't believe the dancing plague thing. I think we're seeing a pattern here.
I don't think you're seeing a pattern at
it's
all.
It's you. I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
All right, listeners, we have some updates in the area regarding...
Musical.
But we're two-ish full weeks.
Yes.
That's, I should just
we're
say two-ish
two
weeks,
yes. Uh-huh.
Not two full weeks. Those are opposites.
Yeah.
One is full and one is not. Into musical, and we've been hitting the ground running with blocking of all of Act 1, and we're towards the end of Act 2. Maybe, I guess, you've blocked all of Act 2. Are there only five
scenes? Yep, we finished Act 2 last night, so we'll review Act 2 tonight, and tomorrow the whole show, and then we're blocked.
We've been doing music, a lot of the big songs in class, and we are cooking along. We're not going to go on a musical deep dive, but we thought we'd update you guys on what's going on. How are you guys feeling so far?
Great. I don't know. It's really fun.
I feel great.
It's always fun.
We'd have to get that pillow, though, because my butt hurts from sitting
pillow.
On it. On the ground.
Would you like to go get the pillow?
Would you like to?
Yeah, Megan and Alexis both have some large responsibility early on here in leadership and on stage, so they have... taken the bull by the horns. And
silent high five there.
Yeah. Done quite a bit of work.
For the podcast.
Alexis is really enjoying sending notes via email to all of the actors.
They're good.
And they are
full of voice.
They're quirky. Full of voice is a great way of saying
it. Yeah, that is a really good way.
That was when when I was a kid and it was like the elements of writing and stuff and there's structure and there's grammar and there's da, da, da. Voice was the one that I was like, this is mine. Like,
yeah,
like,
I can do this. Yeah.
Because that's easy because then it's just like, oh, I'll just write like myself.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep. She definitely writes full of voice.
My last email was based off of YouTube. So I'm running out of ideas very slowly, but very progressively. It's contradicting.
Both slowly and progressively.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what to title the next email. My last one was Music L. So.
This is the hard part about creativity.
I thought it was Music AI when I saw it today.
Same. Yeah. And I was so confused. I was like, what does that mean?
And then realized what it was.
Music L. Yeah. Mm. And then I said the top six acting habits of 2025 so far.
Yeah, it's hard with creativity, especially if you have to do something that's cyclical
really
over
regular,
and over to continue to do that at a high level. You know, or whatever, you know, you're writing emails and stuff, but it's still a creative thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I want people to be engaged because I feel like note taking can be very, or like reading notes can be
pretty
blah,
dry,
especially with people who don't like reading. So if I just like add something like, you stink, you know, they'll stay engaged. They're like, no, I don't. And then they'll read through the rest and see if I apologize, you know?
With love. Yes.
Yes.
Or the
respectfully.
Question.
... Yes. You stink.
Respectfully. Get out. Yeah.
There's a fun fact at the end of this email. And then
read
smell.
To the end.
At the end, there should be no fun fact. That'd be funny.
They're just looking for
And then the next day, just like, oh, I forgot about the fun fact. Here's the fun fact from yesterday. And then the new email.
Yeah.
That would give you a day.
That's good.
And buy you a day.
That's good.
Listeners, the show is March. The 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee. At the Nell. Come and check it out. Crazy for you. It's going to be awesome.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we're loving it so far.
Lots of fun, lots of humor, but don't laugh too hard.
Yes, you might die. Many people
don't want to be responsible for that.
Yeah. You might have to sign a waiver.
Although, true facts. That might be a feather in a cap for a comedy. Like, somebody laughs so hard,
dies.
They
died.
They literally laugh so hard, they died.
Oh my goodness.
Who was that?
That was like an angel.
I don't know
who it was. Oh, speaking of, you missed that one voice that I just couldn't get.
No, it was a girl.
It was.
Really?
Because yeah. Cody would do that kind of thing up there.
You got mail.
Yeah. And I do remember that it was, I just had them sing, or they sang, and then I just found one that was like sort of close to the pitch, and then I did sort of pitch shift it just a little bit so that it was like, it would kind of work.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like that one from SpongeBob. Mr. Krabs, I have an idea. That's exactly what that was, actually.
Are they doing recitative?
It's like, it sounds like, you know, like mass.
Yes.
Like you're in the mass and you're reciting.
Our Lord God Almighty.
That's right.
Come and fill us with your presence.
That's right.
Down an octave.
So we were getting ready to start the podcast and had no comments today and mentioned out loud, it'd be good if people would comment on the podcast.
These are going to be really, really hard hitting, I can tell.
Yes. So we have questions, comments, questions, all what questions, actually, from Alejandro, Davis, Alana, and Crystal today.
Wow, a bunch. Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Alejandro says, what are you guys most excited for in making the musical or most excited to perform?
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's us. Most excited to perform. Well, I'm not performing a lot right now, or but I don't know. I'm really excited for the Act Two part. I really like that song so far. I have no idea what it's called, to be honest, but I know it's the Cowboys. We just sung it in choir today.
Oh, got it.
Ragtag America.
Yes.
The Real American Folk Song. Yeah.
Real American Folk Song. Very good. I like that a lot. I also just like really like watching. I didn't realize I loved watching so much.
Mm-hmm.
So watching is really awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe that's my favorite.
Since you're student
performing.
Directing. Yeah.
My answer would be, this is my first time having like a part. I mean, other than just dancing. And so it has been such a fun, like new, exciting thing to try out. And I am just thrilled. I mean, literally my favorite part of each day is musical practice. So I'm Hooray. Excited to get to do that and do it for people. I don't know. Yeah.
There's an announcement. Click. That's right. I'm excited for the pit. We're going to start on Sunday.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the thing that I'm in. I'm totally excited for you guys, but just selfishly, I'm like the thing that we do
is
the putting the band together. So, yep. Or the orchestra in this case.
I just talked to Bixby.
Can't
about
do it
that.
You
he was yet. Like, I'm trying to figure out who all I know in musical this year. What are you doing? And then we talked for like 12 minutes.
Yeah. I love
awesome.
That. I love it. I appreciate him jumping in
yes.
and being willing to be a part as well.
Bixby, we're going to mention you every week.
Yeah, this is 3 weeks, three episodes in a row.
Yeah, Bixby, if you're really? Listening, the code word is watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah, so if you tell me watermelon, I will know that you're listening.
Maybe we should get Bixby on the podcast.
Oh, that would be really
that would be awesome.
Keep it a good one. Okay, Davis says, what's the funniest thing someone has said or done during Crazy for You rehearsals? And I know exactly why he asked this question.
Oh, because of yesterday.
Yes.
Because of yesterday. So what happened in rehearsal yesterday was Davis was trying to deliver a line, and he about five times in a row delivered the line inaccurately by adding the word about just randomly in the. So I don't even remember what the line was now, but it was like blah, 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 about, blah, blah, about, blah, 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 blah. And he just kept stumbling over it. So it was pretty funny to have that recurring thing because then we'd say to Davis, Davis, did you mean about or something like that? It was very funny yesterday in rehearsal. So that's been very funny.
Mm. I don't have anything yet. It's been business. I mean, it's been fun, but I don't really have anything stand out yet.
Right.
Okay. Mine is probably just Zach Gibson. He's a character.
Yeah.
He's a character, you know, as his role, Bella is just kind of a funny guy.
It's also just
then,
a Zach
and
thing.
And then he's also Zach. Yeah. And so I love getting to like be around him for rehearsals because he just makes me laugh.
Yep.
So everything and anything Zach Gibson.
Yeah. Since it's a comedy, everything's pretty funny. But one of my favorite things is Tolan right now. He's just so funny. Every time I look at him, he's doing something like silly. Yeah. It might just be like the fact that he's like not stagnant, but like he's like very like, you know,
plays it straight.
Yeah. Yes, very. Like he's super like calm almost. But
that makes the bar is here and stuff. And then whenever anything happens, he doesn't have to try very hard to be funny.
So
if
funny.
You're just already the straight man, you know, like it's like oh, you know, like a thing happens. It's very funny.
I love every scene where he's just like looking up into the sky.
Okay, question three.
Alana says, what will people get out of going to Crazy for You?
Oh, so much. Oh. You get dying of laughter, you know. You'll get
several people
a
have
a whole bunch of different accents. Several people have. True facts.
Yeah.
Get a lot of silly little accents. You'll get the life the party of a lifetime. You'll get
the life of a party time.
Yes. True. You'll get a lot of dancing. Lots of dancing.
Parents, I don't need to tell you to come, but you get to see your kid do the thing, and it will be great and stuff. And it's a part of Fremont history, if we're to be so bold.
Yeah, I think it is.
The musical every year.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
We're a small town, so, you
know. I've got a listing that was sent to me by a random woman, not a parent, not somebody that I had students in class. I didn't know her about 10 years ago. And it's a listing of every show since 1958.
Oh, wow.
That we've done. And below that, information about what they used to do. They used to do a thing they call the Orpheum, which is essentially like Zangler's Follies. This a Follies type show. It was a like a variety show of all these things. And they did those here in place of the musical prior to 1958.
Wow.
And it's every show. It was up until that point. It was every show until whatever 2012 or whatever. And I've just kept adding to it now. So
well,
it's
I wonder what show
two and a
did.
Half columns of oh. of shows.
I wonder what show they did in 1958. It's their first show, Fremont's first show. I'd like to know.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
a good question.
Look at
you have a list.
Well, yeah, I have a list. Beep.
While you're doing that, I'll share my answer. For me, I love musicals, anything musical. I mean, I feel like that's just kind of a choir kid thing. But the thing I love about, obviously, our musicals is, I mean, just seeing all the talent that your peers have that you might not, you know about just because it's not like we're going and just, you know, acting all the time. But I just think it's so cool to see how talented, like, the group of kids are that are on the stage, you know, whether it's ensemble member to lead. I mean, it's just, it takes a village. It truly
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to call out, but Emmy has been doing, like, she's just so funny and everything mm-hmm. she does is natural and her accent is phenomenal. Yeah. Like, I just like watch her and I'm like, oh my gosh.
You do mean to call her out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just straight up calling her out.
She's done a great job. 1958, we did Annie Get Your Gun.
Oh, I've done that one.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Annie Get Your Gun.
There's so, the start.
And it's every
I was on tech when I was
a kid. Since 1958.
Dang.
You have them in a note.
Until 2024.
Oh, that's
this
really
is
cool.
a Google doc.
Ah. Like, well, it's been passed down through the ages.
But yeah. on the generation.
Google Docs of 1980s, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a thing.
So, there we go.
Right. You say there are time. Four questions?
Yes. The last one is from Crystal. What was the process in choosing Crazy for You? So I get this question a lot. I get asked about what the process is for choosing a musical a lot. The process is essentially we want something that's going to allow us to showcase the talent of the students we have in our set of 60 or 65 students or whatever. So always looking for shows that have character options for multiple people, looking for shows that have dance and ensemble expectations that are somewhat robust. For me, I mean, personally, as a in a sort of very selfish way, it's got to have music that I enjoy. If it doesn't have music I enjoy, I'm not ever going to peruse it because I can't stomach the idea of spending that amount of time doing music myself, selfishly, without really enjoying it, you know, while the students are spending, you know, 45 minutes a day in rehearsal and then evening time doing music and stuff. It consumes my life. I want it to be a horizon expanding experience for the students who are in it. So, you know, we did a show last year that was more drama and more, you know, a little different time period, much different costume experiences, a much different story, that kind of thing. This provided a variety, something more variety there.
Yeah, you want to get two or three, you know, distinct things.
That's so right.
You know, you get right. a holistic.
And like, I had a conversation with somebody the other stuff. Night who was asking the same thing. And I said, you know, I recognize that, you know, there's probably an inkling or a desire for our students to do things that are a little newer because we all want to do the new thing, right? That doesn't mean there's not value in the older stuff and the things that,
yeah.
you know, have been, you know, stood the test of time and that kind of thing. And it's going to be great.
Crazy for you.
Loving it. Loving it.
I'm crazy for it.
Thanks for all the questions.
I choose the shows I'm doing based on whether I decide to stay or leave.
Yes.
I go, I'm out. If it's Phantom, you know, I'm out. Phantom of the
Opera. Everything else.
That's it.
I can do it. Yeah. Phantom of the Opera is enough.
That's right.
All right, listeners, our next topic today is...
Today's topic.
Brayden again?
That sounded Jack, like Jack. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Larson?
Yeah.
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 I also kind of thought it sounded a little like Zach.
Zach,
can we get a reroll on that? My bad.
Today's topic.
Oh, that's Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's topic is the consumption of music. So we have had many conversations about the plan or the direction of the podcast and how it certainly has to be sort of up to date and keep our listeners abreast of what's happening in the department. But there are other things about what we do in music and our experiences in music that I think are good to delve into and spend some time with. So we were discussing the option or the opportunity to sort of go around the table and identify sort of how we consume music. What is it that we do to listen to music? What is it that we do? What are our experiences in the consumption of music? Not necessarily in the creation of music, since that's what we're in the business of doing here.
Nor is the question, what do you listen to? It's specifically like, how do you get it?
Yeah.
You're going to say Spotify, but we're going to go deeper than that.
Yeah. So right. I said last night in rehearsal, I was talking to Ava and Jack in a scene, and I told them that I fell in love with Gershwin in high school. Gershwin is the composer of the musical's music. I fell in love with his music in high school. I was at a music camp, and sang some Gershwin music, and it permeated. I mean, I just felt like this is something I need to know. And so that was an era where there was no YouTube. I didn't have any of that option. So I had to go to the record store in my town and go like scour through the records and find all of Gershwin's stuff that I wanted. So I got records. I got 8 tracks. I got tapes.
Records.
Yeah, right. Right.
I got 8 tracks.
Yeah. I got cassette tapes.
Who could ask for anything more?
Also got CDs. So there were, I mean, I had all this. I had to buy an 8-track player so I could listen to the Gershwin music I found there. And that led me finding some of the Gershwin stuff that was recorded by Frank Sinatra. So led me to Frank Sinatra, who I think is the greatest singer of all time. Different topic conversation. So so there were so many things I had to go through to consume music, where today we don't have to go through that kind of rigmarole to consume music. So that was kind of the nature of the conversation this morning Mr. Lockwood and I had when we thought this might be a good idea.
So what do you guys do now?
For music listening?
Yeah.
Well,
how do you consume music?
I like all day, every day. I listen to music like every second I can. That's not even an over-exaggeration because I always have like headphones on or anything like that. But I just always have loved music. And I think like I hear music in everything. Sometimes if I'm not even listening to music, I like hear music in words or hear music just like in my head if it's silent, which is crazy because that's never happened to me before I like really got into choir and theater, because I wasn't always, which is weird to say, like super into music. At one point I was just like going through every sport I could. So when I got into music, it just like all like clicked.
And I was just
music.
Yeah.
So you said you listen with with headphones. Do you bring like earbuds or the headphones?
Yeah, I have headphones, like big old headphones over there. They're hanging up.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just like all the time I'm listening to something new, or I'm trying to like find a musical. I always go to my like really musical friends, like Jack. He's introduced me to like 2 or 3 musicals now since I've met him. And I just like, I love learning new things about musicals, and I love listening to music, and I love seeing what other people listen to. Like, me and my friends have this app where you can see what your friends are listening to. It's my favorite thing. I'm always reacting. I'm always listening to their music.
Do you have a library of music, or do you do playlists or both, or what's your...
Yeah. I actually have a liked songs where I listen to everything I've listened to since 2019, which is really long ago, but I really listen to every genre. I don't think there's a genre I leave out. Even I don't even like country that much, and I listen to it all the time. But
take that, Megan.
What was the
sorry? It's just a thing. When I started going on road trips, my parents would play country music and like 3-hour road trips when you're 7 and like listening to country music and you're dizzy because I'm super car sick. I'm just like, ugh. And then country music is now a headache giver. Sorry, no offense.
Okay.
But music.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. Do you listen in the car?
Yeah, everywhere, yeah. At every moment.
With your phone in your car over Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, I actually got this new like aux thing. It's awesome. You put it on a channel. So I have mine at 97.1. And then you set the like thing to 97.1 as well. And then it just goes on that station.
But not over Bluetooth, the radio one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Super cool. Thing. That I had to suffer through that. I'm sorry, because I hated it so much because I couldn't find a good station that
worked. Never could find a station.
All when I was in college and stuff. And the first time I had an iPod Touch, I think I used one that had like a, you could connect the radio transmitter to the thing and stuff and then put it on the, and I could never find a good radio station.
Right.
You know, someone's car would drive by and suddenly I'd be listening to their radio transmitter for whatever they're doing and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, we can't all use 91.3 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I finally found like the perfect one. Before I was using like 89.1 or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is right next to a Christian station. So if you get too close to someone's car, you just like start hearing the word.
Capital W, yes.
No word.
I'm listening to like
what about
funk.
You, Megan?
So I like I think the simple ways for me, I obviously don't have like 8 tracks and records.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I mean, my brother loves that, but it's not so much my thing because I'm just like Spotify, you know?
Yeah.
But Spotify, like just live music, musicals.
Oh, live music, yeah.
Right. I love concerts. It's such a fun experience. But also like Alexis, like I love music. Obviously, like I've played sports my whole life and I love those sports, but I'd say that music is definitely my passion, which is why I want to try to do something with a career in it. And I love different types of music because all of them can just make you feel so different ways. Mm-hmm. Like I love how really in country music, it always, you know, it tells a story and like, not that other music doesn't always tell a story, but it just feels a lot more like, you know, this is a personal heartfelt story. Whereas like musical theater, everything is bright and happy and oh, we're dancing. Why are we dancing? But I love it. Yeah. Like, you know, just like, all the different, and then, you know, through worship music, because, you know, my faith is very important to me. So I like that as well. So I mean, just like, it just, it can make you feel something, which I just think is so cool. I mean, it's just nothing like any other thing to me. I mean,
what are you thinking of going into with music?
So I'm going into music business in Nashville is where
I'm
going to school.
That's right. We've talked about this.
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh. And so basically the thing I'll probably end up doing is being like a music marketer. So what I'll do is somebody will bring me their music and I like am going to get them on billboards and put them on Spotify and hook them up with, you know, producers and everything. So yeah, it'll be super fun. I was like, I just can't imagine my life without music in it. And I'm going to try to get involved in a choir.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah.
There are people who do all kinds of things inside of every business. So, you know, like you could be a, you know, somebody, you could be a programmer for Baker's, Kroger, what, you know, right? Because somebody has to create their software. So, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
yep.
I started out with cassettes and then, and radio as a kid was the thing. So I had like a little Walkman that was both a cassette and a radio and stuff. And so we'd listen to Sweet 98 and we'd listen to
Sweet 98
to The Dam, you know, which is awesome, which was the one that was the response to The River. Those were both like, you know, rock stations and stuff. And so then The Dam came out because the idea is that you would dam up the river. So they were like, haha, like we've dammed the river.
Yeah.
And they had lots of dam jokes. It's not your dad's dam radio station, you know, kind of thing. We had all kinds of, what's the oldies?
99.9 KGOR.
KGOR. Yes, right. Yes, those ones. Sorry, we're stealing your bumpers for those.
Oh, sorry.
So, and then we had CDs. My dad had 8 tracks. They were around, but we didn't really listen to those. We had vinyls, but we didn't have a player. So CDs. And then when iTunes came out in like 2001 with the first iPod, that changed everything. So that was like, now all of my CDs and all my purchases are inside of that thing. And they still are. So you take all of your CDs and you would just, over the course of weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, like just one by one, put them into the CD player in your computer in your big tower. And you'd put them in and then you'd rip them, it was called, into your computer, which is just take the files from the CD and put them into your library and stuff. And then you take the files from the next CD and put it in your library. It was a huge chore. Most people gave up, but I did not. So I have all the CDs we ever had, huge racks of CDs that are in my iTunes. And then now I still pay for like, iTunes Match, which is a service that nobody knows exists, but it's alongside Apple Music, but not really compatible with Apple Music, in that it matches your like your library, your physical library, which is now digital, in the cloud. So it says iTunes is like, you have this CD, we also have this CD. We'll match your CD with our copy of the thing and stuff, and then you can listen to it. You can stream it like you own it, because you do own it, and so we're just letting you use this thing. It's like $25 a year or something. Yeah.
So you don't have to own the CD in Apple Music or own the music in.
But I don't do Apple Music or Spotify because I'm still kind of on the I want to buy it kind of thing. So but I'm not like holier than thou about it. It's just what I want to do, you know. So
yeah.
I don't get down on people for how dare you and stuff, because I think that probably, you know, it's a terrible deal for artists no matter what you do. So
right. I'm kind of an old person. So like I really didn't get into Apple Music or Spotify or Pandora or any of those sorts of things really until very, very recently, like the last year, where I started using Apple Music almost exclusively now. We
pay streaming
for,
one.
Yeah, we pay for Apple Music or whatever it is. And you know, we have the surf, whatever the service is, and yes, we pay for it. But I still have to fight the urge to like to go find something on YouTube. I'm going to listen to something. Yeah, I'm going to go find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that was the way I navigated, you know, finding it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's the easiest way for me, because since it's like either I own it or I don't. And if I don't own it, then I'll find it on YouTube. And I probably buy about an album a month.
Yeah. But since I subscribe to Apple Music, I don't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
I can stream anything on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you're. And the other thing is that if you already had a pre-exit, we're getting into technical stuff, listeners. This is maybe somebody will be like, aha.
I didn't know.
I really needed to know that. Thank you, Mr. Lockwood, for telling me this. But just in case, if you like have like iTunes Match, or you have things that are in your library that are your burned CDs or your files or your whatever, they are non-DRM'd, meaning that they don't have digital rights management on it. So like they're not locked into Apple's ecosystem. You can use them in wherever else. They're just files, so you can listen to with whatever. But if you then get Apple Music, then even your Match stuff becomes DRM'd. So like I had this Garth Brooks CD or whatever I did from I was, you know, in 91 or something, you know, that was a CD. And if I get Apple Music, it suddenly is no longer mine. I can listen to it with Apple Music, but if I stop using Apple Music, it's gone. Just completely removed. Right.
Oh, shoot.
And I don't own it anymore. So you got to be careful.
Right.
Like, read the fine print on this kind of stuff. So I'm sticking with iTunes Match because I'm like, you know. So yeah. I do care about owning the music just because I think I'm used to it. There's a philosophical, like, I want to have this kind of thing. And since, you know, streaming is like less than a penny per stream goes to the artist.
Right.
I mean, it's less than nothing. A penny is already nothing. Because it costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they make less than nothing per stream, you know? And how many less than nothings do you need to add up to something? 2 cents?
Right.
You know, because 1 cent is worth nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's just like, it's silly. So it's my whole thing. So I stick with Apple iTunes Match because it's like, I don't know, it seems like the safest thing to do. The only thing left that I have to do is to like back up all the music that I have in iTunes onto like solid state drives and stuff.
Yeah.
So that it's like, you know, if something is, because
it exists,
no
somewhere.
Company is too big to go down. Like Twitter goes down. You're like, oh my gosh, we thought they were too big to whatever, you know, going down. TikTok.
Right? I was about to say TikTok.
So, you know, at some point it'll be finale, right? We just had this, you know, thing within music notation where it's like, oh darn it. All of our, you know, you got to be a little careful about what you own and don't own, and your services. Movies are like that too. Video games are like that too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, because I still have cartridges, games, Nintendo games from things that are like, all I have to do is just plug them in. And I'm not a hardcore about this. Some people are really hardcore about owning stuff, but I don't know. It matters to me to like just be thinking about, what am I going to do when I'm 50?
Right.
What am I going to do when I'm 60? How will I access this? Can I access it? Can I do it without paying for it, because I've already paid for it, you know? Am I just throwing money away on this thing, you know?
This might be a good place for us to pause this conversation and come back next time about, like, what does the future of this look like? How could this, you know?
to be continued.
I think it might be a good place to pause.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to any of these questions, but that's...
Right. We can do that next time. The
that's why I thought maybe we would run out of time.
It just dawned on me that we have a fire drill at the beginning of the block.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
awesome.
So also, we're gonna have so many bells. I felt like there was so many bells.
Yeah.
Absurd amount.
No, it's just the normal kind.
Yeah.
But you're normally passing.
That's true. So, I'm walking.
To be continued on the music consumerism conversation.
Sorry, I went on a tirade.
No, you're good.
That was great.
That's absolutely how this is going to go down.
I didn't even know
you
could do that. So that's super cool.
It's a whole thing. I am a little bit down on like people who only use Spotify and don't know the history of the thing. It's not your fault. But just like, oh, you guys are ignorant. You know, like,
shoot, I don't mean to be
you're
ignorant.
Just going along with, you know, the stuff. I'm just kidding, you know, a little bit. But
so until next time, the music consumerism conversation, until next time, we'll table it and we'll come back to it. Because the questions are things like, where's it going next? What are, you know, how does this evolve? And that kind of thing. And that'd be fun to talk about too.
Yeah.
So we did it.
Yay.
Episode 9.
Episode 9. Number 33.
It's going to be exciting to get back within a couple of weeks and finish this conversation.
My glasses are super blurry though.
So is there anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
All right. Sayonara, everybody.
Sayonara. Farewell forever.
That's right.
Au revoir. Is that how you say it?
Au revoir, yeah.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Whoa.
A biento. Da 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 da